Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As a poultry farmer, our next guest began to tire of removing dead chickens from his two chicken houses with a 5-gallon bucket. So, as so often happens with the birth of a new business, a solution began to develop in his mind, which eventually led to a mechanization process that he now sells to poultry farms across the country. Chad Brubaker is founder of Innovative Poultry Products. He joins us by phone now from his company in Olar, South Carolina. Chad, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It's good to be with you here today.
So tell us a little bit more about how all of this got started.
Yeah, so about 2011, I can still remember that being one of the hottest years of my life, and it happened to be the first flock of chickens that we raised, and we were carrying buckets after buckets of dead chickens out. It was getting up into the 110 to 115 range, and yeah, just lots of chickens were dying, and we were wheelbarrowing them out, taking them out by buckets, and I thought, you know, there just has to be a better way. And so after researching the market for a number of years, there was nothing on the market that met the need. And so I started in my own shop just building an idea of a trolley system with a battery-powered control panel and a remote that controlled it from a trolley system that ran from the rail hanging from the ceiling of the poultry house. And as soon as I hit the remote and the machine ran, I realized right away that I had something that not only I needed, but that the poultry industry was definitely in need of.
Is this a regular occurrence, though, I guess, in chicken farms across the country? Is not necessarily a heat wave, but it must be that just dead chickens happen on a regular basis enough to where you need this mechanized system?
Yeah, so the poultry houses hold quite a few chickens. So, you know, your average broiler chicken house would hold probably, I would say, 30,000 chickens or so. Ours hold around 35 to 40,000 chickens in each house. And so when you get to the end of a flock, there's going to be a certain amount of mortality just with that many chickens, just, you know, with sick, dying, and so forth. And so that's where the bulk of the work is at. And so when it gets hot, you know, your numbers, you know, may quadruple just because of the heat stress. And so when you have that many chickens, you know, just hauling out 100 a day, there's a small percentage of how many's in there, but it's a lot of weight to carry out of the house.
Okay, and so walk us through then what happened next after you found this success with your operation. How did it get out to the industry?
I just kind of found a local manufacturing place that started building my trolleys for me. I had connections to the poultry industry, some of the equipment dealers, and I just started with the ones that I knew and started, you know, marketing that, created a website. One of the key things that I did was used YouTube, just started making videos and also putting those videos on Facebook, kind of away I went.
Does it have sensors? It knows when a chicken dies?
It's not a robot in the sense that it actually picks them up. Basically what it does, it's a wheelbarrow on a rail that hangs from the ceiling of the chicken house. And so you still have to pick the chickens up. And instead of carrying the chickens in a bucket, you throw them in this, I'll call it a wheelbarrow-like device, trolley, and it carries it for you. And then the trolley is powered by a 12-volt deep cycle battery, and you just run the trolley with a remote.
And tell us what's on the drawing board next. Your company's called Innovative Poultry Products. Tell us more about what's going on with your company now.
You know, we've created a reputation in the marketplace for being a company that's service-oriented. That's a big deal these days. And so different opportunities are coming along. Since we're in the dead bird arena, we've started to sell some products in the mortality disposal area, eco-friendly way to get rid of dead chickens, not just bury them in the ground, but actually rendering them or composting them. So we distribute a composter for a company out of Canada. But then we're also in the development business of actually rendering the dead chickens. And so we're continuing to innovate and explore new areas.
And all at the same time, you are still a poultry farmer.
That's right. We still have a farm, and we're enjoying the daily life of raising chickens to feed thousands of Americans.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mike. It's been a privilege.
Chad Brubaker is founder of Innovative Poultry Products. He joined us by phone from his company's headquarters and his farm in Olar, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.